This video is dedicated by Dr. Shalom Huberfeld and family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aharon Huberfeld, Alav Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a fascinating reference to a synagogue called Shaf V'Yasiv, which Rashi refers to as well as something that he learned about from Mori Hazaken, his elder teacher. That's a fascinating thing. We'll have to talk more about that in another shir. But anyway, what was this very old synagogue? So we actually have reference to it not only in the Talmud, but also in Josephus. There is a reference to this very ancient synagogue that was apparently in the city of Naharda. Here's a map where you can see where Naharda is believed to have existed. The city was destroyed in the year 259, and most Jewish scholarship moved from there to Pumbedita at that point. It was later resettled, and there were some Jews who moved back to Narda, but the golden age of that city had passed already. And so this particular synagogue, the name means moved and dwelled, or moved and resettled. And it was so named because according to the tradition that we have, it was built with stones and earth from the first Beis HaMikdash, the first temple that was destroyed way back in the early 6th century before the Common Era. And that the exiles from that first destruction under King Jehoiachin brought all of this rubble from the destroyed precious temple and said, you know, let's set up a Beis Knesset, a synagogue right here in Bavel. And by the way, if all of this holds together historically, it's probably the first synagogue in history. Synagogue in the sense of a temporary or a distant diaspora space where Jews can gather to pray, as opposed to the temple, which is used for sacrificial service and things like that, or even before the temple, the period of the Bamos, when people had individual altars in their backyards and things like that. This will be the first designated prayer site outside of the temple in Jerusalem. Fascinating thing, okay? It was also an extremely important city for Jews. The Reish Galuta, the exilarch, lived there and has a very important history in the history of the scholarship of the Talmud. That's about it for today. I hope that this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.